Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 172, episode 4 of The Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. I am wiping off my mic. It's a little wet. I think I spit on it. Gross. It's Friday, February 19th, 2021. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Here's a Little Show I Host with Miles Gray from the West Coast. Show's TD. Z Pappy. O'Brien. 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 That is courtesy of Coca Says. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Today is gonna be the gray that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what the cast can do. I don't believe that anybody paused the way I do about news now. And all the codes we have to switch are winding. And all the sites that lead us there are mining. There are many wings that I would like to eat with you, but I won't eat out.
Wow.
Because safety, wow, you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my last Zoom call.
Wow.
Shout out to Juju with that Oasis.
A journey.
Wonderwall.
Beauty. That was
that
beautiful.
That song. Oof. I remember when that album came out, like, shit. Play that at a fucking fifth grade party whenever that shit, however.
Hell yeah.
Whew.
That video where he just sits down and starts playing the acoustic guitar.
Oh, yeah. And then it ruined every other person trying to learn guitar after that.
Right.
Because, like, you play it now and people are like, it's like a war crime if you start playing Wonderwall on acoustic in public. They're like, yeah, come on, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Unless you can come with it.
Well, Miles, we are thrilled and fortunate to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious and extremely talented Kim Winder!
All right, I'm going to do it. This is for Christy
Yagamushimane? Oh, man.
Yagamushimane.
Anyways, Gary. My butt plug's named Gary.
Nice.
Gary.
There we go. That's the auto-tuned version of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, but just Dolly's having a week.
Dolly's having a life.
Yeah, I guess she is having a life, huh?
Yeah. Look at her. Okay. Look at her go.
Yeah.
Anyone deserves it. It is her. She has given back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I hope to one day be like fucking big enough to be like, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I have my honor and I will continue. That's just it. You know, that's what we need. We need like those are the kinds of people that we should be like scrambling around and be like, see, you just try to bring it back to the basics, being a good person.
I was
big
trying
honor,
to
big titties.
There you go. That's what I always said.
But it's so interesting because when men get famous enough to have their own like land, like a Graceland or a Neverland Ranch, like they just spin off the fucking planet. But when she did it, she's just like, cool. She just is fine. Right.
She's like, in fact, come through to my wild Dollywood land. You know?
Yeah.
You like butterflies? Welcome.
Kim, how are you doing? We've been following you on social. It's been a wild time.
Oh my God, yeah. So just to update everyone, my hubs was in the hospital for COVID.
Yeah.
We got the full COVID experience. So I got COVID too, and I only lost my sense of smell.
Right.
Went from a cough to we got to go to the hospital to the ventilator and then a few days on the ventilator to a care facility. And now he's home. So it's been a trip.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Jesus. Well, we're so happy he's home. Just grooving his place on the couch. Like he should be. We are going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're talking about. We are talking about how racism is being deployed to help racists in Georgia.
Who'd have thought?
We are going to talk about Ted Cruz going to Cancun. We're going to talk about just anecdotes, some of the wild-ass anecdotes coming out of Texas, Australia trying to make Facebook and Google and just social networks pay for links, kind of, like pay for journalism. We'll talk about two new developments in the Reese's game or Reese's game. Is it Reese's?
I mean, because without the apostrophe, you'd be like, that's Reese. That's Kyle Reese so from Terminator.
Right. Reese's Pieces, not Reese's Pieces.
You know,
Jack.
But I used to say that as a kid, though. I was like, oh, Reese's Pieces.
Right. But, yeah, I did too. Until like 5 seconds ago. And there's a new Mortal Kombat trailer. We'll either talk about that today or on yesterday's trending. But I'm pumped. I'm excited. And we might even talk about the new show coming from the Game of Thrones dudes. There's some wild shit happening.
It's almost like the universe doesn't want them to make a show ever again.
Yeah. And it's wild because the drama behind the scenes of the show is like very similar to some of the drama that happens within the show. It's pretty, pretty cool. All of that, plenty more. But first, Kim, we like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
So my best friend just got engaged. So that's really exciting. But I've been trying to find her a book because she always told me that she was saving her back door till marriage. Mm-hmm. And I want to find a book, Anal for Beginners. So my search has been copious amounts of just very serious, straightforward how to have butt sex. But I want something light and funny. And it's been a time.
Couldn't you just combine your talents, like take a very clear guide and then use your animation around it or like your drawings?
I mean,
around
that's
it?
The book that America needs.
I mean, that's a bestseller right there, Kim. I hate to just give you a $3 billion idea like that, but I'm buying it.
Hold on. It's going to be $4 million.
Okay. Yep. I'm there.
top tier pun.
Is everything like just super like medical? Like you're saying it's like either too like it very is. Straightforward or so wacky it doesn't have any useful information?
Yeah, it's like what foods to eat. If you feel like you can, you have to use like certain plugs to work yourself up to going to that. It is very medical and not something I want to give her for her bridal shower.
Right.
Something that's like a Merck medical manual or something.
Like, exactly. I was looking for like the Spencer's version. There has to be one out there.
Right.
So, this is kind of like those moments where someone says, "How'd you think of it, Kim? You're sitting on a butt sex book empire. What's the secret?" You're like, I was looking for something that wasn't there. So I made it.
It was a thoughtful gift that just made me millions.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know what happened to that friend. I never gave her the book because I just got so rich. I sort of lost sight of everything, but I wish her well.
Mm. Exactly.
I feel like there's, that's like a weird thing because especially in this country we have such taboos around sex that it's like we can't even make a jokey book, like something that's fun. It's either like so straightforward.
Right.
Or it's like otherwise it can't be too casual or whatever. It's yeah. I mean, Zeitgang of Dial In. Does other countries have whimsical anal sex manuals? Let us know.
I would love a whimsical anal sex manual. Like there, the Joy of Sex, I have that one. And that one is pretty straightforward. It's not so much scientific, but it's like how to please your married partner. Like it won't even talk about just having sex for fun.
Right.
Yeah. Right. You're married, your lawfully wed partner in front of God, who you've kissed and agreed to be in holy matrimony with in front of God and everyone.
This is just a chapter on foreplay.
Leave room for freak. Jesus, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Wash your hands. Use a brush to clean under your fingernails for 17 minutes. It's like, what the fuck?
Does the Joy of Sex talk about anal?
It did not.
Huh.
See, that's another problem.
Yeah, this is a cultural blind spot that you need to come and fill in for us, so to speak.
Yeah.
Like we've had like 7 puns already, guys.
Yeah.
Right. It's yeah.
We don't even have to. And we don't have to do, you know, Michael Scott type jokes, or you can say that again. We just know because we're adults talking about whimsical anal sex manuals.
Thank you. And we're back after a quick stop down because of a Siri incident, which brings me to just a point that I want to like get other people's takes on. I have had Siri interrupt me in my daily life, me when I'm on a phone call, me when I'm like doing all sorts of things, never when I intended. Like it's like maybe 1 for 20 at this point. And I'm just wondering.
There are times where you don't even say the words to trigger them, smart assistants or whatever. And I try and think like, what the fuck did I just say that they thought it said, "Hey Siri."
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for people that are listening, but hey Siri.
Yeah. So we're sorry to do that.
Now this motherfucker just lit up. Shut up.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, so, I could have sworn I turned them all off, and we also have the Amazon products too. So anytime, like, computer,
anything,
the worst. Go to
remember
hell.
Remember when you had to be real mean to Siri
and Alexa.
I had a question. I will go to the bookshelf and pull down the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah.
Right?
It would never interrupt you.
Yeah, exactly. And then instead of screaming at my mesh sphere with a speaker in it.
Right. Sorry, but before we were so rudely interrupted by her, I did want to ask what the dietary recommendations are for leading up to going anal.
All right. Well, it's just good etiquette not to have anything spicy because going in, going out, you know, it's
spicy
about.
In, spicy out. Yep. We know that
mm-hmm.
one.
Anything that you are delicately inclined to. So personally, cheese, fondue, as romantic as it is, you cannot finish the date with
a bunch of molten cheese.
If you want chocolate fondue both ways, it's great.
Yeah.
But just really stuff that your body will respond enthusiastically to.
Got it. Keep it simple. Keep it simple.
And keep it simple, keep it straight.
Maybe eat a dry hot dog bun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Avoid the fiber one for a day.
Right.
Just for your loved ones.
Put the vindaloo down. You know what I mean? You can have Indian another night.
How early does the preparation start? Is it like days in advance or what are we talking?
Usually day of, like if you know day you're of. Getting okay. some. Yeah.
This seems like a scene in a comedy where like the person is clear. And how much earlier, like what's like the cutoff you gotta do that at?
I'm more curious like from dietary perspective, like because it seems like you would wanna almost like the clean break of it all is kind of nice, you know?
It's the shit you don't think about, right. honestly.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Comes out of nowhere.
And also, you know, make sure you got that tushy, that bidet attachment.
Yes.
You know
I
mean? Always power wash that thing.
Yes. My kids are obsessed. Oh, my God. My two-year-old, who we are potty training, accidentally turned on the tushy while he was sitting on the toilet and is traumatized. Oh. He calls it the circle thing. But now they're like obsessed with it. And they like, if you turn the tushy on when nothing's sitting on it, you're just getting a jet stream shooting out of the toilet. It's a constant battle and they
won't. Oh, so it's a toy now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a
that
toy.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
As long as it's not the water fountain.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. We use it as like a, you know, teeth cleaning implement.
Water
for
pick.
Everything. Yeah, water pick.
I was actually thinking about this today. Like last year, about this time, everyone freaked out here about toilet paper, but no one did in Europe or anything. And I'm wondering if it's because we 100%. Have not adopted, the bidet.
I mean, look, I hate to do an add on mic, but I used to everybody knows you could wipe for 30 days. It seems like it never ends. But with the bidet, it's just in general, the paper usage is so much lower. Like for me, it's just drying off my butthole. That's what I use the paper.
Yeah.
It's not wiping anymore. It's just purely for drying. How do I do like, what?
Dry. Like it seems just damp and I don't want to put my pants on, you know?
Right.
Oh yeah. I take like what I do is I'll take a big like just the widest piece of toilet paper folded over I can do. And then I just kind of lay it on and then try and get it to absorb everything. Okay. What I also do is I sit for like 3 minutes too after and let that drip dry. And then I'm on my phone anyway. So sometimes I forget and then the shit's already dry naturally. So you never know. Everyone's got different bidet techniques.
Yeah. I rest atop the heating vent for a little while.
Yeah.
Just let it. Get the hair dryer out. Yeah.
Relax your butthole. That helps too.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of my favorite podcasts, Las Culturistas, talks about this sometimes, and they talk up the value of poppers for those purposes. But one thing that I thought was amazing about like Rush Limbaugh's obits, like one of the ones I read was talking about how he like became a nationalist and like the monster that he was after traveling to Europe. And sorry, my four-year-old has joined us in the studio. And do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Say hi. Hi, Kim. Hi, Miles.
Hi, Kim. And hi, Miles.
Hey, don't fear the circle thing.
Embrace it. And he was talking about how bad the toilets were in Europe. He was like, this is what you call a toilet over here? And that's when I realized America's like years in advance. It's like, no, dude, it's just that they weren't built for 300-pound people like you who like who don't know how to use a bidet. Like I don't know. It was just wild that it was such a like me-centric, everything I do is right version, like outlook on the world that then sent our entire country down this path of just degradation anyways.
Anti-bidet propaganda.
Yes. Kim, what is something you think is underrated?
Shower bombs. So okay. Don't have... Yeah. Oh, man. I'm going to blow your mind.
Wait, okay. So cause for people who don't, bath bomb is the wild thing you put in your bathtub.
Right. That does the fizzy and then like sometimes it will stain like the ring of your tub and stuff, but I don't have a bathtub. Like it is the bane of my existence because I love baths. But my good friend Mark, he sent me the shower bombs and they're set up like bath bombs, but you put it on the floor of your shower and it's just really more of an aromatic, but it has really flowery or lemon. I really like the lavender one. So the steam just kind of slowly dissolves everything. So you get in there with your bath bomb and you get in there with your shower champagne, and it's like a bath, but standing. It's great.
Wow.
Yeah. And I never knew of them until like 2 weeks ago.
Hell yeah.
So the world needs to know.
And shower champagne is not another like shower product. That's just you're bringing champagne into the shower.
Like any good white woman would do.
You got to celebrate cleaning yourself.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? Cheers.
Yeah.
Just relax how you can.
Cold beer in the shower. That was one of my faves.
I don't know how people consume anything in the shower. Like,
oh, really?
I know, like, you know, I have friends who do the shower beers and shit like that, or drinking, sipping rosé in the bath or whatever. I just, part of me just, like, okay, the bathtub makes more sense because that's a little more like a relaxed setting. But the shower just seems so active and there's water. I'd be like, dude, I'm getting shower water in my beard. And yeah,
I do like to, I would also put a little squeeze of shampoo in my beer usually when I was having a beer.
Swirl it around.
Even when I wasn't in the shower. So that was just how
that
I got
that. That could be another step for the prepping for butt sex. Clean the insides.
There you go. You know? Scrub them out with little head and shoulders
and
on
like,
the
that's
inside.
Not how that works, sir.
Don't do that.
That's not how that works. Damn it. You sure? I mean, hey, clean in, clean out, right? I'm eating soap.
What is something you think is overrated?
I feel kind of bad saying this because I really hyped it up when I got it, but air fryers. I thought when I got my air fryer, I know everyone like talks about them so highly, but I thought I was going to make like meals out of it and do baking and do all this fun stuff. And really it's just a backup if my oven is being used by like protein or another vegetable that I'll throw the secondary dish in there. And it's still not as great.
Huh.
This is I know. New.
I never got one because part of me is like, look, if I'm frying some shit, this is going to be deeper than Mariana's fucking trench, okay, in oil. I ain't air frying shit. Although when I see like the TikTok videos of what people do, I'm like, oh, that shit looks cool. But I don't know if it's that, if to what you're saying, it sounds like it's just doing what a convection oven is going to do or something.
Yeah. And to be fair to the TikTok universe, they do make it look very simple. Like I saw a guy make a breakfast sandwich in the air fryer, but just kind of like the Instapot, the flavor is not there. Like you're rushing things too much. So it gets the job done.
Right.
If you want to throw in pizza rolls or pot stickers and that works, they're crispy. Right. It's good. It's better than the microwave, but
sure, absolutely.
Nothing beats the oven or a sous vide. Or
yeah.
A
this
pot.
You sound like somebody who knows how to use an oven. So that might be where the confusion is coming
but
from.
But I like the candle basket. I put in a button and I have fries.
I feel like it is easy bake oven for grownups. It's like people who don't really use real ovens well. It's like kind of an in-between step for them.
Yeah. It's a perfect, yeah, a perfect moment too for people because so many people are now being like,
yeah,
I need to cook myself. So in a way, I'm like, you know, welcome to the world of cookery, you know, with the air fryer. But like you're saying, Kim, there's other techniques out there. The fact that you just said the flavors aren't there, that's all I need to know that that's not for me because I'll cook shit slow because I want the flavors just in there like swimwear.
I don't know if we talked about this before, but did you ever get a sous vide or did you try that?
No, but I'm about to get one. I've been looking on the internet this week. I was like, I'm about to pull the trigger on this shit because I just want to make chicken with the crispiest skin that's so delicious, succulent, juicy. Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
That's definitely worth it.
Sous vide is when you cook it in a little bag, right? And it keeps all the juices together.
Yeah.
And that's not like a technique. It's a product you can buy.
What
is
a technique?
Right.
Yeah, but you use you can just put it in a like a normal stove pot, but you just got to be careful watching it where there's products that will control the heat for you.
Got
so
it.
You can just sit it for a couple hours and then come back.
Because, it's like, oh, you want your steak medium. Okay. You want the water to be 130.
Right.
And you leave it in there. So now it's never going to go beyond medium rare. And then you just hit it with that sear real quick and it's perfect. Because whenever I eat it out, like and I see it and I know it's a restaurant that's going to do it well, like I love to have like sous vide chicken because there's just something so, there's another quality to it. Because I normally eat thighs, which are harder to dry out because, you know, the dark meat is better tasting. I mean, but the number when you can get a breast like that, woo!
The number of double entendres that's happening here is
it's out here, baby.
Started with you normally eat it out, and then thighs, and then breasts, and
don't worry.
Happy Friday!
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's take a quick break, and we will be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And let's talk about Georgia real quick. Take a quick dip back in because people are trying to see if they can bring some consequences for the president when he tried to, like, literally
ex-president. It's my ex. That's right. My ex. My
that's
ex
right. Husband. Whatever. My ex. Yeah. I did call. Did call Joe Biden Donald the other day. Yeah. Oh. By accident.
Oh no.
No. But yeah, just trying to, you know, create some consequences since Donald Trump has not seen any consequences for his attempt to overthrow a U.S. election.
I mean, we saw what happens when he has a quote-unquote trial with a, quote, jury of his peers, quite right. literally. But now Fannie Willis, who's the Fulton County DA, she is making the GOP sweat at the moment. She announced that her office is going to be opening investigation into Trump's super nicey call with Secretary of State Raffensperger, you know, the one where he was just screaming, he's like, cook up 12,000 votes so I can be the president. Mm-hmm. And people were like, oh, no, he said all that out loud on top of, you know, other people who may have been involved. And she is not fucking around. She's just became DA. And a lot of like legal pundits are like, okay, Fani, we see what you're coming out here with one of your first big things to be like, I'm going after the fucking ex-president on this shit. Because not to say that it's a gamble, like legally or whatever, but to do that means many lawyers are going to descend upon Atlanta to defend Trump. The media is going to, it's going to be a circus. Like, it's a lot of attention and scrutiny. But you know, at the end of the day, we're looking for justice. And the other thing that she said too was that It's not just Trump. Like, this is a holistic investigation. We need to look into everything, the things that he said before, people who were in Georgia doing things, maybe people named Lindsey, Rudy, little cracking stuff. Maybe we're going to see what's cracking when we get into this investigation. So that basically, you know, made Republicans in the state go, okay, this is real. And then she said that most likely she would be impaneling a grand jury next month. And that is what set off the alarm bells for the clanned old party. They were like, a grand jury?
Right.
And then they went, wait, in Fulton County? Like Atlanta? Like 45% black Atlanta? A grand jury there? So the last thing these racists want is for them to face a jury of people that aren't in on it, which is what their favorite thing is. You know what I mean? The last thing you want is a jury of human beings that know all too well the depths you will go to disenfranchise them, because they're not going to be as understanding of law breaking. And we see this all the time. Like, that's why DC, a lot of times there's all this, you know, it's all very fucking not even coded language at this point, but they're like, we're not going to get a fair trial in DC. Right. Oh, why? Because there's more black people there, and you can't, and these are people who are not, have the same worldview. In fact, they're on the bullshit end of your actions. Yeah, that's going to be a hard trial for you. So now the state senators have put a bill forward called SB 100 that's basically saying that when a DA or there's any investigation involving election fraud or any kind of untoward election stuff, then the grand jury has to be statewide, meaning a much wider grand jury, rather than being like, well, forget the county where the crime took place, where the people of that county may be directly disenfranchised by these actions. What incentive do they have to be on the jury? Mm. No, they're trying to like water it down. So, you know, this is what's going to happen. Like every time, they're always going to try something. Whenever there's like a way to be like, oh, right, here we go, a grand jury. Unfortunately for you, most of these people aren't on some bullshit. So they'll probably hear this case and process it in a way that will be more in kind with how we want our legal system to work. But yeah, I mean, I would just say this. Don't think for a second that these people, like even in your state, Republicans aren't trying to figure out how to like preemptively skull fuck investigations with like little things like this. Because it's, I mean, this isn't subtle, but this is just another tactic to avoid, you know, accountability.
Yeah.
Now this won't affect what she's doing though right now. It would be future.
Okay. Now, this is what they want, right? I forgot to say. The good news is, because this is a straight-up constitutional amendment, that means they need a two-thirds majority to get it passed. And they don't have the numbers to do that, not to get to two-thirds. It would mean like four or five Democrats would have to go to their side, which, oh, that would be interesting. And even after that, it would go to the voters since it's a constitutional amendment. So I don't think that's going to line up with the speed at which Fannie Willis is moving. But again, they're trying it. They're going to try shit like this.
Mm.
It's just upsetting that they need to grasp at straws, even after it's like all laid out there. We're tired of this shit. Like, you have a dead way of thinking and we're all moving past it. And yet they still have to throw a tiny little bitch fit and make waves. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good for her and good for Georgia. Fuck yeah, Georgia. Like,
yeah.
Came out.
I want nothing more than that to be the thing that all these Republicans, like, the last thing they see is like Georgia turning blue and they're like, what happened?
Yeah.
But
I was so disappointed with Nevada because that's my home state. Mm-hmm. And we were all sitting waiting. And then, God damn it, Nevada, I love you. But you just sat there for too long and we had the spotlight and you just let it go to Georgia.
We could have windmilled on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like the GOP is now so mask off that, like, this is at the very least that we can expect from them is going to be to try and change the rules any way that they possibly can. I'm glad to hear it won't work in this specific case. But
just think, I mean, there have been other times when the GOP has actually been a couple steps ahead and laid down like landmines like this before.
Yeah.
And that's why it's like, for anybody who thinks shit's, you know, I mean, obviously Joe Biden has delivered on all the promises he's made already, but like, don't think for a second that these goons are not rubbing their mitts and in the lab trying to figure out how to topple this thing again. That's all they're here to do. That's all they're here to do. There's nothing to do with policy at all. The only policies are there for the oligarchy. That's it.
Right.
Yeah, that's all it is. They couldn't look a voter that voted for them in the eye and be like, I'm going to help you. I mean, they'll say that shit, but functionally, no. And, you know, I'm hard pressed to think of many politicians that are doing that at this point. But I think you'd hope that with this, some people who can't figure out the nuance of it to see, wow, there's so much fuckery going on here, like to this point even. And I hope, you know, for those that were still blind to it, they can see that, yeah, this party is not here for anything except for pure chaos.
Right. All right. Let's talk Cancun. Ted Cruz. Yeah. Ted Cruz fled his state with his family to go to Cancun for a fun little trip. And
how unlike him.
I know. And people, like, it wasn't announced. People just like caught him on camera. They were like, yo. Like, when it first hit, people were like, I mean, obviously that can't be Ted Cruz, but it looks so much like Ted Cruz and like he has a mask like that. But anyways, it can't actually be the senator of Texas fleeing Texas during its greatest crisis for Cancun. And then it turns out it was
the sleuth thing. Exactly. Did you see how people were like looking at what the, like at the check-in desk, what flight was up, the time, and then like cross-referencing that with like United schedules out of Houston and being like, no, that's right now. Like there's a flight that left at 4. Like, and they're like, this is Ted Cruz there. And they were so silent. His office didn't say shit or nothing. Mm. And then, you know, I think once he realized it, like, bro, they know it's you. Someone got a screen cap of you on the fucking up the standby list that said CRU dot for the last name and then R. It's you, sir. So this is where the shit gets wild. He makes a statement after, because he came back. He came back Thursday. So he got caught. And this is what he said. This is from Ted Cruz. This is a statement. Quote, with school canceled for the week, our girls asked to take a trip with friends, wanting to be a good dad.
Family.
Let me say, wanting to be a good dad, okay, to a daughter, okay, as a father to a girl. He says, wanting to be a good dad, I flew down with them last night and am flying back this afternoon. My staff and I are in constant communication, blah, 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 blah.
Right. Uh-huh.
Bullshit. Like, yes. Okay, politics aside, and what's happening in Texas is god-awful, and I feel terrible. But it's also a fucking pandemic. Like, if I had children, I would not let them go sleep over at their friend's house, let alone fly to freaking Mexico. Right.
You know? There's a shot of her like with her mask on, eating her like dry ass cup of noodles and shit. I'm like, damn, fool, you're not even feeding your kid right.
Like, the irony is him in the Cancun airport, he's wearing a mask with the flag of fucking Texas. Like, you're in Cancun wearing a mask for the state that you have just abandoned. Or your daughter's slumber party.
And land that was Mexico.
And that is best case scenario, is that he wasn't lying and that this was that, him chaperoning his daughter on a trip, which there's no fucking way.
Then
or else
he's stupid.
Right.
How old are his daughters? Like, I don't think you can be in Cancun unless you're 18.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like, it's illegal.
What are you going to do, 11-year-old in Cancun?
Yeah. What are they going to do? There's beaches everywhere.
Well, what you do is first you get your problematic braids. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the beach where someone with a sandwich board with sunglasses on it offers you some good cocaine.
Yeah.
And that's going to be their day.
Cocaine daddy issues.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. But yeah, that's such an idiotic thing to say, to try and like hide behind this thing of like, I was chaperoning my 11-year-old, like however old his daughter is, plus his wife. Like, it doesn't make sense. You got caught. You're a fucking fool. You should have resigned ages ago.
So and he was going to just go down there for one night and then fly right back. And like, his wife was going too. She couldn't have just taken them.
As a good dad and
as a good dad,
I guess, husband to a helpless woman, I had to go to Mexico.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Is this the same daughter who's like mad at her mom for giving up her career because she's smarter than dad?
Yeah.
That would be the best revenge. They just grow up and just slander their father with a tell-all book.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably coming.
Yeah. And it's just, the whole thing is just so dark, right? Aside from we all get it. She shouldn't be going. But like, the lived experience for Texans right now is nothing like what somebody would say, I'm proud to be an American because I got brown water coming out of my faucets and they're telling me to boil water because they don't know when shit's going to be back online. Like, it's bad. I was talking to my friend who lives in Austin, shout out Chris, who's saying, you know, if you have a pool, if you're lucky enough to have a pool or some other like huge body of water, it's like, got to flush your toilets with that. You got to boil snow because you want to save your bottled water in case shit does not improve. So you're like bringing the snow in to boil snow. Stores are, you know, barely have anything on the shelves. Yet you decide to cash in your United miles to go to Cancun real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even that you wanted to chaperone them. You did the thing that all these people do, which is you're faced with a problem that you may actually have some hand in solving or creating. And your first instinct is to pivot and run.
Yep.
It's not to be like, you know what? I need to stand. Because, I mean, for all that shit he talks, I can imagine anything happened to his family, he would probably run away too. I mean, he did when Trump straight up disrespected his spouse.
Right.
But yeah, it's just awful because like we're quite literally seeing people just run away when people are in need. Mm-hmm. But
not even
couldn't be more American.
Away. Yeah. You're not running away to hide. You're running away to vacation, to literal paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just, he's so gross. It never gets old. Like, you think he hits the lowest bar and then it goes lower and just.
Yeah. Even Fox had trouble writing about it. I clicked on the link that when they tweeted, it's like, seems that Senator Ted Cruz is in Cancun. And it wasn't like they weren't angry because, you know, it's like they're the same team, but also they don't know what to do. So it's just sort of like a very, very objective description. It's like, and then he was seen allegedly boarding a plane. It was then found out he was in Cancun. No commentary, but like the tone of it just felt like, I don't even know how you spin this one to anyone. Because how do you even do that to a Republican? Who, I mean, I'm sure they'll compartmentalize. But Dinesh D'Souza had a good defense. He said it's actually a good thing that Ted Cruz left because he's not hogging up all the water and energy and power for other people. So
thank
shut the
you.
Fuck up.
Okay. Have you heard about how long Ted Cruz's showers are? That man, half hour at least.
Don't ruin showers for me. Oh my god.
Oh, I mean, it's not that he actually turns the water on. He just goes into the shower to weep in the nude.
He would be a never nude, wouldn't he?
Oh yeah.
If he has the booty shorts on that love Trump on the butt.
Yeah, I like to, or they're just like the weirdest cutoffs, like really, really horribly done.
I was thinking a high school wrestling onesie, like that might be more his speed, but
right.
Like, this is such a huge crisis, and like, it's not an excuse to say I left for a day. Like, you can't leave your job for a day. Like, that doesn't, that's not an excuse, let alone
when you're holding some of the highest office, federal office in your state, and you're like, I got to go check out the fucking new Melia Resort in Cancun. You know, they shot a Real World down here. I need to make sure that spring break was over here. It was lit.
The people literally paid for him to do this. It's all of our taxes. And he's using their money that they could have used for water or heat or just
any kind of support services. I mean, that's why, when people are like, well, what could he have done? And many people are like, well, Beto O'Rourke's not even in office. And he seemed to find something to do, like working with people to call the elderly to make sure they were okay. Make sure these people didn't need anything, you know, because not everybody's on Twitter, fam.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The right is still pointing to this as like, well, this is what would happen if the Green New Deal happened. Like even, you know, Wall Street Journal type shit, like Bloomberg type shit is making these ridiculous claims. And meanwhile, like we're learning that it's not a thing where natural gas companies are out of like that. They can't do it. It's that it would cost too much. They're trying to do cost saving measures, which is right.
And not to say cost too much, like it would obliterate the industry. Cost too much in the sense that they aren't going to show the kinds of profits they need to shareholders or their board or whatever. It's never about what is what the fucking right thing is. Right. And now, you know, the amount of burst pipes in the state.
Yeah,
I can't even imagine what the fuck is going on right now. I mean, like, I'm hearing too that like people are coming from other states being like, you're gonna need all the fucking help you can get right now because your fucking state just got smashed.
Plumbers without borders.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Plumbers without butt cracks.
Mm-hmm. Burst pipes. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. Just a couple other kind of stories from the apocalypse we're all living in. Australia is trying to make Facebook and Google and just, you know, social media pay for the news that that users link off to. And Facebook responded yesterday by taking all news off of like anybody's timeline. Basically, you couldn't post a link to a news story on your timeline. It's like, I like the government. Oh,
so they're trying to say like, hey, we got to support journalism. So if you want to do that, you gotta put money out to help out.
Yes, that's, exactly.
Oh, and so they're saying, okay, well then we won't.
Yeah, Facebook is basically taking their ball and going home. They're like, okay, news. Well then you can't do news. So
one way to stop misinformation, but
right. It just seems like it's trying to fix it with like a market economy type solution where it's like, without regulation, it's just like, well, now you have to pay and like this will create a market. And I just like, that's not how companies like that work. I feel like Facebook and Google will just find ways to take that shit off their platform, which would then presumably lead to people giving their takes on the news instead of linking off to actual news sources, which I don't think would be a net positive for those platforms. You're basically trying to solve the issue of capitalism with capitalism. And then, you know, I just don't think it necessarily works. I think you need regulations. Like,
okay,
you need
show me that capitalism doesn't work, Jack.
Okay.
Where are the receipts?
Where are
you
the
think capitalism's receipt? Bad? Name all the bad things that have happened.
They need to make it unprofitable for Facebook and Google to post incorrect news and re-employ all the journalists who are losing their jobs as fact checkers on your platforms. There's enough people creating news, you need people checking those news stories and like doing the job. Like, that's an actual job that was protecting the global population for years, fact checkers. And like, it's, they don't get everything right, but it's better than just a fucking free for all where, you know, dictators and authoritarians are able to just, you know, say whatever is convenient for them. I don't know. I think that's the only way to do it. And the way you would make it profitable or make it worth their while to employ a massive fact-checking wing within Facebook and Google is you like literally fine them within an inch of their lives for spreading...
debilitating fines.
Yeah, for spreading false information. Like, I mean,
that's all they got to do. I mean, I bet you could write all the ills, just set up one wild-ass fine where you're like, yo, for one of these companies violate, we'll be able to forgive all the student debt, Medicare for all, because we're gonna own Google's ass if they fucking trip up one more time. But good luck with that. I mean, when you look at the people entering these positions of regulatory commissions or even the Justice Department, you're like, oh, that's the homie. Okay,
right. Yep.
No, we'll see.
Let's talk about Reese's. Still from the land of the apocalypse, but how we're dealing with it personally, on a personal level.
Candy.
I can speak personally and say that this story touches on my own life a little bit.
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to bring up is a no thank you from me, which is a organic Reese's peanut butter cup that is being announced. Okay. It's got whatever. It's got all those weird icons on it with like the poppy, and it's like non-GM. I'm like, look, I get that organic is better, but like if I'm smanging a bunch of candy, mm-hmm. I'm not in a is this organic type of mm-hmm. mood. I'm here for mm-hmm. the sugar high. I don't care if it's fructose corn syrup or whatever the fuck it is. I'm just there to get my jollies off with candy. So they're also doing like a organic milk and dark chocolate bar for on the Hershey's side of things, but I just don't know if this is like necessary. Like who is this going to change people's habits?
No.
It could be a flavor game changer. You know what I mean? I get that probably like real ass peanut butter is going to taste better than what I've been eating, but
I doubt it.
Do I want it?
Well, I know everyone already has a problem with American chocolate because it tastes different in Europe. I don't like the milk or something.
They use actual milk instead of.
It's like our healthcare. It's right. just like.
Yeah.
People in other countries are like, what are you doing with it? No. That's to save money? Oh my God. Jesus. Okay. We'll go off then.
Exactly. So when I eat chocolate, I'm already feeling shitty about something. This adding more shit to my body is not going to make me feel any better or worse. So just adding all those extra little icons isn't going to change America's mind at all.
Yeah. I'm responding to the orange bag with the yellow writing. Yes. Nothing else.
Yes. The pretty colors make me feel happy. I want to consume them.
Right. Not because there's a tree frog being like, it's, but I guess
the tree
too,
frog's
like,
not going to eat it.
If they're going to be more of like, they want to run their business more ethically, then I'm right. all for that. And I think that's where most things should be trending in. But this doesn't feel like they're trying to be like, we're being more ethical. They're just being like, you know, all those logos that are on the things that you buy at the health food stores that have been taking our business? Well, now that's on our stuff too now. So you can come back.
Right.
And we can upcharge $5 because like, it's organic.
Give me the trash.
And
trash.
Yes.
Yeah. It feels like this is the sort of thing that they should just have announced. Our products are now organic and, you know, we don't use slave labor. And that is just how we operate from now on. But like offering a more expensive one that tastes exactly the same and probably has no really noticeable difference in terms of like how it's going to affect your body is probably going to lead to fewer people buying them. Then them being like, well, the market spoke. They don't care about the organic stuff. And it's just like, no, just make your shit better.
Cause
new Coke, like, but chocolate.
Right. Yes. The thing, cause I'll even compare it. You know, we've had, you know, in the before times, sometimes we would get those Justin's, those organic versions of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen that
I've
brand,
never
right?
Tried them.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. So there's the Justin's version, and I ate it. It's fine. But at the end of the day, like the peanut butter cup is a very distinct flavor and it's Reese's and it's fake and it's bullshit. And that's what I'm here for. So that's why I'm just like, because the way they're trying to position themselves is like, okay, look, the organic peanut butter cup, it'll be $1.99, which is twice the price of the regular ones. But now hear me out, 30 cents or 20 cents less than a Justin's organic one. So, you know, pick your poison.
In Yes Please news, they did roll out some Reese's Big Cups with pretzel pieces in them.
Yeah.
And I am three big cups deep into the pretzel stuffed big cup life, and life is good. It is.
I haven't seen those yet. How big is Big Cup?
Have you had a big cup? It's like probably twice as deep and a little bit wider. Yeah,
foolish for trying to one bite that thing.
Yeah, yeah, which I still do. Yeah, I still do, but yeah. It's, so the thing that the pretzels bring, a little extra crunch and a little extra salt, and it is
I am totally intrigued because I like the M&M pretzel.
Those
are so good. So I'll have to be looking for that now.
If you knew me in my early 20s, you would know me as the guy who always talks about how much M&Ms need to have a pretzel variety. That was like
Rex Ryan?
Yeah. I was like, I was so whack that I was just obsessed with that as like an invention somebody needed to make.
That's pre-Twitter. Like that's pre-Twitter energy.
Exactly.
When you go around with the wild idea you have that you're like, it's gotta. That was like me when I was like, there needs to be a game show called Ultiman where you test all the skills of what a man should have, quote unquote. Like, can you parallel park a big rig? can you fucking build some shit? And it's not just to men or whatever, but like that was my mindset in 2005. I'm screaming sweaty to everybody, like Ultraman. Yeah. When's it coming out? Like stupid. But yeah, the potato chips. Have you had the potato chip one yet?
No. Are they out yet? So that's the other.
Her Majesty brought them back from her work. That's how I got them. Now maybe she stole them from someone who got a promo box or something. But I've had the chip one, and I like
it. Real good. Is it crunchy? Do the chips stay crunchy?
They stay. Well, here's the thing. It's hard for it to stay super duper crunchy, but it's definitely crunchy. Like, I guess the other thing is too, like, it's hard to feel the crunch of a chip because normally you're just eating the chip by itself and you can hear
it.
But like in the Reese's, it's already enveloped in the peanut butter. So you're kind of, you have to work through the chocolate, the peanut butter, then you get the crunch, but the crunch is there.
As long as it's not beady beady.
No, it's not beady beady. For all my Japanese speakers out there, beady beady. Yeah, it won't give you your oshiri beady beady. No.
But yeah, shout out to Reese's for messing around with the format a little bit. But
have they done a Reese's Oreo? They had to.
That's a great question. Cause
it would seem
Oreo
like
loves to, yeah, they got a mint one. They got lemon. They got carrot cake. They've got, s'mores.
They have something. Okay, there is apparently a peanut butter Oreo, and I guess there was a limited edition. I know this could be doctored, but a peanut butter cup Oreo at one point did come out.
Limited edition.
They
have Lady Gaga flavored Oreos.
Yeah, fuck it.
Those are new.
Right.
Yeah, if we have Lady Gaga, then we definitely should have had Reese's at this point. But yeah, it looks like, based on the pictures, the cream was like half peanut butter, half chocolate in the Oreo cookie part.
Mm. I would eat those so fast. I got a little thing on my door last night from a Girl Scout, and the cookies are back, but they're not doing it at the stores. You can go online, or they'll leave this little flyer, and it's just a QR code. So I can order as much as I want without the awkward interaction or the shame of going up to a little girl
and
buying a shit ton of cookies. I'm stoked.
Then they get the credit.
They do get the credit. That's the best part. Yeah,
right. That's what I was wondering. How do you do that?
Yeah, I didn't want to sell or like buy directly from the Girl Scouts. If a little girl can get credit for it, because I'm assuming she hung it on my door.
Yeah, make it rain. Make it rain on them. If you're going door to door. I respect the hustle.
Have you had speaking of s'mores, have you had the s'mores Girl Scout cookies?
Yes. Oh my goodness.
They're really, like
those are chemically delicious.
Chemically delicious. Chemically delicious.
The only one I don't like is the lemon.
Lemon is.
I thought you liked those, Jack. Didn't you?
Wait, are they lemon sandwiches or are they just lemon, straight up lemon cookies?
I feel I had it at your Super Bowl party like 9 years ago when you put out a nice assortment of
those. Might have been lemon Oreos though.
With pink lemonade. No,
because I think they were all the new Girl Scout cookies. Because I feel like I only had the new ones because you had them there at that Super Bowl party. What was that? Ought seven.
Those were the days we saw the Timberlake Janet Jackson thing go down
together. History
and the Super Bowl shuffle. We watched that.
Yep. It all happened.
Finally, let's just talk about the Mortal Kombat trailer. I told the story of how when I went and saw the original Mortal Kombat movie with my friend in middle school, as we were leaving the theater, this dad and his kid who had been in the theater pulled up in front of us, rolled down their window and screamed, "Mortal Kombat!" And I was like, so embarrassed for him.
Like, fuck yeah.
But this trailer made me spend the morning driving around my neighborhood shouting Mortal Kombat at random passersby.
Oh, do you need something? Mortal Kombat!
All right, what?
The trailer is fucking wild. The Red Band trailer.
Yeah.
The straight up, Jax has his arms are bionic because it got frozen off and blown off.
That's one of my favorite creative kill tropes is when someone freezes a human body part and then it shatters like crystal, even though that can't be what happens, right? But maybe. I don't know.
Well, you can if with like liquid nitrogen.
Yeah.
Right. Liquid nitrogen. But then, like, would your bones also just shatter as easily as your frozen blood crystals?
That everything would have to get that cold, right? To right. get to that point.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I remember I did a video back in the day where, like, we were dipping shit in liquid nitrogen and breaking it. And a lot of shit, like,
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Shit is, don't fuck around with it. I don't know okay. how I got it. They were, this dude was selling it behind Toys R Us.
I will put this vat of liquid nitrogen away. I was just about to try that shit out. But.
Yeah, but I'm trying to offload some of this shit. So if you want some liquid nitro, hit me up on Twitter.
No, I'm okay. I'm not a girly girl, but I've never got into like the real just sit back and let your mind watch an action movie type of thing. But I did watch the trailer this morning and I just got intense nostalgia for going to a pizza place and playing the shit out of that game.
Right.
Yeah.
It has a great look.
Smell it. Your hands stinking like tokens that have been touched by 10,000 little German kids.
And grease. And then fill in your soda cup with all the different flavors of soda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What y'all call that? Suicide or swamp water?
We called it suicide.
We called it a graveyard.
It was more badass.
Yeah.
Graveyard.
Oh, see, I heard I did suicide was what I heard on the West Coast. And then I remember going to like somewhere in New England or somewhere on the East Coast and kids called it swamp water.
Swamp
water. I like graveyard, though. Graveyard fucking hits.
Hit me a graveyard.
It was the worst, the fucking worst thing you could drink, too.
Yo. Especially with the orange soda in there, because just distinctly orange at the back. You got the Dr. Pepper, then orange.
Orange. And it threw the colors off,
the
too,
color
because normally
was wild.
It's either brown
brownish
or clear.
Orange. Yeah.
And then you throw that orange in, and now you're like, please, just your mom. I remember my mom's like, what are you doing? I remember she yelled at me once for doing that shit. Cause she was like, that's disgusting. You just drank from that cup and you hitting all the other things. Like, you got to think about other people. And I was like, I'm sorry.
That's still what Rick Carlisle, the coach of the Dallas Mavericks, orders when he goes to a restaurant. Like in his 50s. And he's like, yeah, give me a graveyard or a suicide or whatever. He's like a genius, like literally like a self-taught, like piano, like, a concert pianist, like makes
Rick
his own
Carlisle
golf clubs. Yeah, he's like the most interesting dude. But yeah, it was not my dad, but another basketball coach I know once went out to dinner with him and was like blown away that he was like, yeah, can I get a suicide? And the waiter was like, huh? And he was like, yeah, just mix all the different Sprite, Coke,
And for your friend here, I'll have a Glenlivet Rocks.
Right, exactly.
I've never had the balls to do that, and I kind of want to.
That's energy. When the restaurants open back up, baby.
That dude is galaxy brain.
I've done Shirley Temple.
Oh, yeah. Shirley Temple is great.
Fine. I mean, that's standard. But hitting somebody with, because it's a weird request already, and it doesn't have a uniform, like, there's not a ubiquitous term for it, really. Like, you can't just say it and everybody knows that. You have to go through it and be like, graveyard. Is that like a greyhound? No. Graveyard.
Grey Goose vodka?
Yeah. No. It's every soda you have in the fountain mixed together.
Light ice. Huh? Light ice, please.
Is that an alcoholic drink? No. Just go down
it's
the road.
A public pool drink. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah, the Mortal Kombat trailer, just a gift factory of inventive violence at one point. Sub-Zero makes somebody like spout blood and then takes that blood and freezes it into a blood knife. That he then uses. It's wild. A lot of dope stuff.
That's one I would want to see in theaters. That's something I don't want to watch at home.
Yeah.
No. There's so many movies. It's weird how I've instantly been like, I can wait. Even though I thought I couldn't. But I think it's because when I'm left with the binary of the theater experience or at home with my speakers not that tough as they need to be. Yeah. I'll just throw on some reruns or some shit.
Yeah, I want that blood knife like 4 feet long towering above.
That's how
you get the fierce.
Exactly. Right, like I want to have like a panic attack in the theater watching it because like I haven't been out in so long and then the violence in the film is too intense and I ate too many edibles and I'm just like, they got to stop the movie.
I'm really excited to get back to a movie theater. I think I'm gonna
movie theater or movie theater or a crowded restaurant.
Oh, movie theater.
Damn. Ooh. I had a dream the other day of like, you remember walking through a restaurant and be like, oh, I think my friends are in the back.
Yeah.
And you gotta like walk through a crowd and then you're like, oh, okay, someone having a birthday party. I had a fucking dream about just finding my people at a restaurant. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's just tight. Oh, like man. Energy and like people yeah. talking.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
vibe of a crowded or just a busy restaurant, not a club. I'm not a club person, no, but just like finding your seat at the bar and just seeing all the old regulars and just giving the side hugs, totally not carrying their breath in your face.
Right.
Ugh, what a time.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kim, it has been such a pleasure as always having you. Where can people find you and follow you and see your wonderful art?
I am the red dot. So the __ red dot. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Reddit. I'm all over the place. So you can find me.
And is there a tweet or some of the work of social media you've been enjoying?
There was actually a tweet this morning that got me to crack up. It is from another comic artist, Rob Denblecker. He's part of the Cyanide and Happiness guys, Explosive Comics. And he wrote, "Everyday librarians wake up and choose silence."
That's great. Miles, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray, G-R-A-Y. Okay. Just in case there was any confusion. I see some confusion out there. And also the other podcast, 420 Day Fiancé, where we're talking 90 Day Fiancé. We're talking Married at First Sight. Sometimes we're talking marrying millions. We go on tangents, but it is what it is. The tweets that I like, oh boy. And see, I mustered up the emotional strength to go on Twitter for 7 minutes today to find some tweets. First one is from at Emily Gorsensky. If you don't follow Emily, fantastic reporter on like just fascism and, you know, just doing a lot of good work in that arena, especially since January the 6th and before that. But check out her page. But yes, this one just kind of spoke to me as an old washed millennial. AIM away messages were the highest form of social networking, and it's been nothing but downhill from there.
That's true.
And I really that and like the status. Your status or your away, that was where you got, that's where you differentiated. And now it's just like great hate shit. So that another one is from CLB Thuggin at DVDJXX saying, "No shutdown, no reparations, no student loan debt canceled, no $2,000 stimulus checks, just vibes. My president." and then one more from Abby Govindan at Abby Gov tweeting, "Any TV writers interested in working on Emily in Paris season 2? One of our writers, Rush Limbaugh, just died unexpectedly this morning, so we're hiring."
I love that ongoing bit that Beautiful. She's the creator of Emily in Paris. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. I just like this tweet from Gabe DeLahey. He said, "A rare misstep by Ted Cruz." you can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song that we recommend that you go listen to. Miles, what song are we recommending?
Keeping it to the SoundCloud, where the remixes are real loud. And they get your toe, sometimes your toenail might shoe off, but would just shoot off your foot because these beats go so hard. So this is a remix, City Girls. I mean, I love him. City Girls, Millionaire, but this is the remix by Eternity. We did the Sade remix the other day, but this is of City Girls. And I mean, he wanna fuck, but he gotta be a millionaire. I mean, it's fucking why I love that refrain. And you know, just blow your car doors off with this one.
All right. Do that. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is gonna do it for this morning. We are back this afternoon to tell you what's trending, and we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
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 Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.